Welcome back to the Garden with Joey and Holly Radio Show. Happy you're with us today. How do you water your vegetables, your trees, your shrubs? Are you using a tree diaper for that or the old-fashioned way?
Before tree diaper, watering trees, shrubs, and bushes was not your favorite job on your property, let's be honest. But with tree diaper, it's not really a job. Tree diaper is a revolutionary watering system that slowly releases stored rainwater when plants need it. The tree diaper is filled with water from rain or when you water slowly and releases water over 3 weeks. No pipes, hoses, or electricity needed. Whether you're a first-time gardener or advanced, tree diaper will improve the way you water your plants. Every time it rains, tree diaper recharges. Made in the USA, check out all the sizes they have available. Visit treediaper.com. That's treediaper.com.
Well, let's talk about birds in the garden. Birds are a very important process in having a good garden. And some people may be trying to get rid of the birds in their garden, and they don't understand the benefit that birds can provide for their garden.
Right. Birds are very beneficial to the garden for many reasons, and many reasons people might not even know. I don't think a lot of people know that they can actually pollinate. Certain species of birds pollinate garden flowers.
Right, and they can also help deter or reduce the amount of weeds in your garden because they eat the seed pods before the seed pods become mature and drop in the garden. There's many different birds in which one can get to come into their garden based on their geographical location. There's some ways in which to encourage the birds to make their garden a hub in which they pass through or an environment in which they can...
A pit stop
or just hang out there or create a habitat in which they can live and raise their young.
A happy home for the birds.
Right.
Yeah.
So we, at the big garden, Holly's mom's backyard, we try to, and we're also incorporating this method in the front yard garden at our home, is bird feeders. Creating bird feeders of many different shapes, sizes, and types, because not one bird feeder fits all birds. We fill them with Wild Delight bird feed, which is the premium bird seed in which you can feed your birds, because it doesn't have any filler and it's everything that the birds want to eat. You'll notice if you have, you know, bird feeders, you have a lot of stuff kicked out on the ground. That's the birds picking through and finding the good stuff. Wild Delight, you don't have that issue with, because all the good stuff is in the bird feed. So we utilize bird feeders in order to do such. Now, in order to have bird feeders, you might want to incorporate a bird bath as well.
Yeah, so a lot of times people might find that birds peck holes in their tomatoes or any sort of other juicy plant fruit. And that's not because they're trying to eat the tomatoes. That's because they're looking for a water source. So bird baths help them have a water source, but then also it gives them a nice place to hang out, and on warm days, a cool place to hang out and benefits them.
And a bird bath doesn't have to be what we traditionally think is one of these very fancy concrete baths that have multiple layers in the front yard. It's got a little fountain in it. They can be very, very simple. And what I mean by simple is if you have a child's sled, one of those plastic tub sleds, you could actually, it's one of the square ones. I don't know, they're about 3 inches high and about 4 foot long, 2 foot wide. You can fill that with rock, pebbles, and then fill that up and enough to where the birds can basically get halfway, have an area where they can physically get down in it and then walk back up out of it and stand on the rocks in order to give them water, give them a place to bathe. Now, true enough, you have to be concerned about the larva of mosquitoes being in that area with the stagnant water. Now, if you have a fountain or some type of maneuvering of the water, the larvae of the mosquitoes do not necessarily are able to withstand that agitation, but it gives you something in order, one, to look at, two, attract the birds, water the birds, feed the birds, keep the birds in the garden. Now, birds are very beneficial in the garden because they're not just coming to feast off your Wild Delight bird feed in your bird feeder. They're coming because there's a lot of insects in your garden, in the shrubs, in the trees, in the plants around your garden.
Right. And that's exactly why they are showing up. So another thing you can do is you can plant native trees and shrubs, and that will help provide some things that bird feeders or bird houses or bird baths, well, not necessarily bird baths, but they can't replicate that. So if you're not sure what native plants are good for the birds in your area, you can reach out to your local university extension. You can go to your local garden center, and they will be able to help you with that.
And you, if you don't have that native area, the reason why it would be important is because it gives the birds a place of security. They can sit back in that shrubbery and then look at the area, make sure there's no predators, then go out and feed, go out and get water, go back to that shrubbery if that doesn't already exist. Now let's talk about the juicy bugs and how we have benefited by utilizing tuna cans on top of wooden posts in our tomato patches, Holly, to reduce and give us more tomatoes.
Right. So what we do is we take our bird seed, and we put it in our bird feeders that we made from tuna cans mm-hmm. and posts. And what happens is it attracts the birds. We put it right by the tomato plants.
In the patch.
Yeah, in the patch. And it attracts the birds to it. And then they see birds, you know how to, they know how to look for their food. And they see those tomato hornworms and they're like, well, this bird seed's good, but that's a delicious meaty meal. And then they get those tomato hornworms that we can't necessarily see. And this has worked for, I don't know, 5 years now.
Yeah.
At least. And it's helping us not have to deal with the tomato hornworm.
Right. And now if you have the issue with squirrels getting into your bird feed or feeders, Wild Delight has a bird seed that has chili powder. It's dusted with chili powder. Squirrels get that in their nostrils, in their taste buds. They don't like that. They'll go elsewhere. Birds cannot taste the flavor of, you know, hot. So that's why it works so well for to repel squirrels in that instance. And then also the placement of the bird feeder makes a difference as well if it's accessible. But getting that hot chili powder really works well in order to keep the squirrels away.
Now, there are some birds that you may not want in your garden. Yeah.
There's a lot of pretty ones, but they're just like everything else. There's some people you don't want in your life. There's some birds you don't want in your garden.
So this includes anything from blackbirds, pigeons, pheasants, grackles, cowbirds, crows, and blue jays. And blue jays are beautiful birds, believe it or not, but they can be... They'll eat
these, yours. Yeah, these birds will just tear apart your vegetation. And people will have berry patches, strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, raspberries. And birds, some of these birds will actually devastate those patches, and you'll have to cover them with bird netting. It's a fine mesh netting and what covers it. Not all birds are going to do such damage to your vegetation or your berries. Some will, and these are some of those in which will do that for it. So you don't want to attract those. Now, if you're able, and if you're able to, and you may know or you may have a bird sanctuary in your area that utilizes and has this set up in a way in which you can learn how to set the bird feeders up, the bird baths, the bird houses, and then creating a sanctuary in your backyard. Once you get the birds to come, they're going to continue to come. As long as you keep the feed, the water, and everything in a safe manner, that they're not feeling threatened, you're going to have a repetitive infestation of pretty birds that are not only going to benefit the garden, but also benefit you because you'll be able to photograph them, you'll be able to look at them throughout the summer and into the fall.
And it's very relaxing. I think it is. I mean, we still get robins in our garden after we've dug around a little bit. Not as many as when we grew in the ground, but it's kind of fun. We've, you know, planted some stuff and they come along looking for worms and they hop around. Robins are kind of fun birds to watch.
Right.
So it's enjoyable.
Well, let's talk about some of the flowers in which we can plant in order to entice birds into the garden. I think this is very important. In which we can do to help bring them in and then show them what we have to offer for them.
Sure. So they like a number of flowers, and that includes petunias, dahlias, coral bells, geraniums, iris, trumpet vines, honeysuckle, columbine, azalea, flowering tobacco, bee balm, sage, lily, rhododendrons, and lavender.
So some of them you probably are growing. A honeysuckle is kind of a little invasive. That's more of a vine, like a grape vine type thing. So be careful if you're going to plant that. But some things there in which you can bring them in to the garden in order to give something to look at and help things grow. And we're going to really work on, you know, we've never had problem. Like you've talked about with the tomato hornworm. When we're in the garden, we have one right now bird feeder, and we've got two more that we're going to install and two bird houses. We see an influx of birds, but we really haven't seen the variation of species in which I think we should or can or will see once we get everything in line at the garden to bring them in and to show them that we have a lot of things for them to enjoy.
Yeah, definitely. And switching it up or adding things or whatever might change what kind of birds you see. So that is something that could be fun as well. If you want to get into birding, you could get into on a simple level, watch the birds, switch things up, and see what happens.
Absolutely. Well, talking about switching things up, soon spring will be here. It's warming up, and it's time for you to enjoy your yard without sharing it with beetles and grubs.
With spring just around the corner, it's time to start thinking about controlling those beetles and grubs in your garden or yard. There's Japanese beetles all over, typically starting soon, and you're going to find them in the Midwest, I know by us, and just a lot of other places.
Grub Gone can be applied to your turf or garden or around ornamentals to control grubs and lessen the impact that the beetles have on your yard this summer. Easy to apply, and with a commercial spreader or irrigate right into the soil, biologically, that specifically targets the grubs and beetle invaders without harming those beneficial insects such as bees, butterflies, and ladybugs, but targets the grubs and the larvae.
And to be honest, it's the only non-chemical that works. Find out more at phylumbioproducts.com. That's P-H-Y-L-L-O-M bioproducts.com. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.